Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Wednesday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. Of course, you can check me out on Drive for the rest of your life from 4 p.m. Anyway, we begin with the Champions League, where Thomas Tuchel's Chelsea lost to Dynamo. Well, I'm not surprised. He's a bit of an illusionist, isn't he? Or is he a magician? Or are they the same? No one really... Is it? Oh, they're a football team. Zagreb. Bye. My mistake. Here's the fallout on TalkSport.
Huge roar around the stadium in Zagreb. Dinamo have beaten Chelsea. And the frustration for Thomas Tuchel and his side continues this season. Stuttering in the Premier League and now pointless after this first match day in the Champions League.
I don't really know where this performance today comes from. For me, it's a lack of determination, even a lack of intensity, repetitive intensity, a lack of determination to win duels and to actually do the things on the highest level, on the toughest level. And you cannot expect to win games, and not in Premier League and not in Champions League. It's the two toughest competitions that you can play in, and we are clearly not where we want to be.
The balance isn't quite there. The combinations aren't quite clicking and working at the moment. And Tuchel looks like he's fighting with the squad at the moment and doesn't really know which one is the best way forward.
I mean, he looks like he's fighting with anybody. He got a yellow card again.
He did. There's so many changes second half. I personally, I think too many. Honestly, I do. I think you chop and change, searching for answers. In the end, you're putting subs on in a certain position. 5 minutes later, they're changing position for somewhere else. I don't think it's as straightforward as that.
I don't want to see Tuchel go. Look, there's too much money been spent right now. The window only shut last Thursday. He needs to be given a bit more time to get this team playing. But this season, and that's forget the transfer window, this season, our performance have been substandard. Substandard. There's no getting away from it.
Let's go to Tony, who's a Chelsea fan. All right, Tone.
Tone.
How you going, guys?
Right. How are you, Tone? Phoning us from Australia. Thanks for the call.
Thank you. I listen to you guys every morning. I'm a truck driver, so you make my day. So I'm always listening to you guys.
Tuchel needs to find a way to get these players to create opportunities. There were one or two early on with Aubameyang. I don't know why he didn't pull the trigger.
Not getting in the final third. There's about 10, 15 yards to go. Now it's up to the individual to do their magic. Why did we pay so much money for some of these individuals who are supposed to be superstars and they're supposed to do a bit of take on and then have a shot? They're not doing that. Thomas Tuchel can't go on the field and score the goal himself. His job is to get them there. Isn't that what Pep Guardiola said once?
It's a great point, Tone.
They need in that final third to do a bit of magic. Gianfranco Zola or somewhat. I'm trying to think. Since 97, I've seen it all. This is painful.
Tone.
I'm about to have a heart attack.
Tone. Deep breaths. You don't want to spill your load all over the road. Drive carefully, Tone. Are you driving your truck now? Tony.
Honestly, listen to me, guys. We are the best supporters in the world. I'm talking about the people who live down under. I go to sleep, wake up, watch the game, go to sleep, wake up, go to work. That's my commitment, Chelsea Football Club. I mean, since I was a young boy, I didn't want to support Man United and Arsenal. Like
who does? No. Tony, where are you right now?
I'm parked.
You're parked. You pulled over?
Yes.
You pulled off the road, yeah?
Yeah, I'm not.
Tone. Yeah. I don't want you driving a truck in that condition. Deep breath, Tone. Deep breath.
Even the coffee lady was giving it to me. Everyone was like,
she's getting grief off the coffee lady.
You're getting abused by the what's her name? Sheila.
Well, this is a competition that Manchester City have found so hard to get over the line. Getting through the group has been a matter of routine. And they've started in such a positive manner tonight, it looks as though that will certainly be the case again. Erling Haaland continues his extraordinary run in both the Champions League and the start of his Manchester City career. Two more goals for him tonight to take his tally in this competition to 25 in his first 20 ties.
His movement in the first half, his vision, the way that he creates space and the ability to come away from the ball, where so many young players, when they want to get on the ball, they go towards it, they close the space down. That's almost a skill at this age is instinctive, and he just has it. And I talked about it during commentary, like Wayne Rooney used to have. It's just there. He has it in an abundance. And he's just, again, sensational this evening. Two goals, 25 goals, 20 Champions League appearances.
And it finished Celtic 0, Real Madrid 3, and after a five-year wait for Champions League group stage football, Celtic were outclassed by the reigning champions, but it took Real Madrid until the second half to get a grip of the game.
I think the Celtic fans would have been delighted with what they saw. Hit the post on another day, that goes in, the game changes completely.
Oh, they had so many good chances.
You know, and then all of a sudden, Real Madrid just kind of do, you saw why they're the champions of Europe now, right?
Yeah.
They're a team with top quality players and performing. Don't need top quality players. Chelsea have got that, but not performing. Real Madrid have got them right now and they are performing.
On now to boxing. And Tyson Fury has unexpectedly called out Anthony Joshua for a showdown to take place before the end of the year. AJ's promoter, Edwin Hearn, joined TalkSport and expressed his doubts, but insisted they would take the fight if a serious and acceptable offer was received.
The message is quite clear from AJ. Look, we don't want to get involved in a backwards and forwards. We want the fight. You know, it's the fight that he's wanted for a long time. We had plans after the Usyk defeat to come back in December and then go again in March, get active, get the rhythm going again, and then try and fight for the world heavyweight title. But I know, having spoken to AJ, as you saw from his message, if that fight is there and they're serious, which, you know, I have my doubts, but listen, let's for the good of trying to make it happen, let's believe Tyson Fury. And I said to George Warren last night, get the details over to us, get the offer over to us. I will take it to AJ. He's ready to go.
Well, here's Tyson Fury's promoter, Frank Warren, telling White and Jordan that this is exactly what he'll be firing over to Joshua's camp.
We're sending a written offer across today to them. My son George spoke with Eddie Hearn yesterday. So it's us who've made the approach to give AJ a great opportunity to get himself back in the top level against the world champion Tyson. He's willing to make that voluntary defence. So, as I say, we'll send the offer across today, and then obviously they'll have to look at it and decide whether they want to grab this with both hands.
Simon Jordan is not totally convinced that everything is as it seems. Well, I'm not surprised. He definitely uses lemon juice in that Barnet. Oh, is it? Oh, fine. Okay.
You want the very best version of Anthony Joshua in this fight and the very best version of Tyson Fury. And Anthony Joshua coming off two very debilitating losses. And we saw the emotional reaction from that.
Well, I'm upset, really, like deep down in my heart. Oh, man.
Oh. Is not the very best version of Anthony Joshua. He's not a charity case. He doesn't need Tyson Fury to throw him an offer. I think he'll redeem himself on a different journey. But it's an interesting conversation. Eddie Hearn and Frank Warren are past masters at creating interest. I would suspect, with all due respect to Frank, that the offer that he makes is about as meaningful as writing it on a napkin, because there's so many different moving parts. This is a super fight when it happens. So a super fight, tragically for us in this modern day, does not happen in this country. It happens in Saudi Arabia.
Time now to check in with Tottenham Hotspur gaffer Antonio Conte ahead of their Champions League clash with Marseille, live on TalkSport. And rather than getting excited about the competition, here's Conte bemoaning their fixture congestion.
To see this schedule about Tottenham, is incredible. It's crazy because we played three games in 6 days against Nottingham Forest, West Ham and Fulham. Now we are playing after 4 days, but we are starting to play again three games, three important games against Marseille, Champions League, City, away, Sporting Lisbon, away in 6 days. I think maybe this is my first time in my career to see a schedule like this. And honestly, I tried to check the schedule of the other teams, and I have seen that in this situation, Tottenham, they penalized a lot, our club, our team.
Now, former Liverpool youngster Bobby Duncan has hit out at his ex-agent Saif Ruby following the appearance on TalkSport this week. Duncan was highly rated by the Premier League club but left under a cloud in 2019. Things got a bit heated as Simon Jordan and Trevor Sinclair disagreed as to how much responsibility Duncan should have taken at such a young age.
He had Bobby Duncan when he was at Manchester City. He then went from Manchester City to Liverpool. So he's got an experience with him. At what stage does Bobby Duncan look at himself and think, this intermediary is not doing me any good? I have to... Because you only can sign sign a year contract.
Well,
at some stage...
Well, I recognise that too late, Trevor.
Oh, 2 years. At some stage when that contract comes to expire, he must say, you know what?
But he doesn't...
He's not...
But he's a boy.
He was 18.
He's
so
a boy.
What? You know the lay of the land and you know what's happening.
He's a boy.
If things are not going well and he's creating more problems for you than he should be, you have to drop him off.
You footballers live in your little world that when you get into the real world, a lot of you can't cope. He's a boy at 18. Some of you guys that come out of the game at 35 don't know how the real world hangs together. I'm not excusing the ridiculous choices that he and his family might have compounded.
Why did
but
he keep was on signing the contracts with him? But why did he seem
it
doesn't make sense.
Trevor, if you don't know better, you don't know better. He was entitled to better advice from a so-called expert that's got his best interests at heart. And what I push back against, and I feel so passionate about, and people think I've got this problem with players, ask any player that played for me, with a few exceptions, I cared about my players, I wanted the best for them. And I feel so passionately about how agents get involved with young kids and they do not care.
Here's Nigel Owens, former international rugby referee, discussing VAR and why football officials are having issues with technology.
Now, when the difficulty becomes is when you have a decision then whether a referee is objective in his view of it. So, for example, a player has made contact with somebody in the penalty box, he's gone down, the referee gives a penalty. Whereas another referee may decide there was contact, but that was not enough to make this player fall down. I think he's taken the fall in order to milk the penalty, so I am not giving a penalty. So then those decisions become objective and you're going to have different views between people on those. But you should get your basic stuff right.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
On now to Danny Simpson, not one of my mates who I often play golf with. Oh, is it? Oh, it's not. We are talking about the 2016 Premier League winner.
Hey, Golsey, you sure you got that right? He won the Premier League?
Yeah, he won it with Leicester.
Yeah, but does that count?
That's a very good point. Anyway, here's Simo on why the Foxes are struggling this season and are bottom of the table.
Yeah, I'm surprised in terms of if you still look at the players that are on show and on the pitch. You know, these are the players that got into Europe, or nearly got into the Champions League, won an FA Cup. But obviously, as we all know, and from the start of pre-season, you know, there has been things going on off the pitch. And, you know, when you do lose your best players, and when I say best players, I'm not just talking on the pitch, I'm on off the pitch. You know, Kasper Schmeichel, for example, he's been there for, what, 11 years, I think he was there. And the influence off the pitch as well as on it, because let's be honest, I think he's been Leicester's best player over the last couple of years, you know, making save after save. But just his influence in the dressing room, and sometimes when you lose that, and, you know, you lose other players that I know they've lost over the years, and, you know, even like a Fuchs or a Wes Morgan, that alone can hurt as well.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show today at 4 p.m. Straight after us today at 7 p.m. is Tottenham Hotspurs against Marseille in the Champions League. It's live on TalkSport. While over on TalkSport 2, it's Napoli against Liverpool. Come on, the Napoleons. There will be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcasts out first in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day in the bubble. Be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.